I am Vernon Jones, and our subject at this moment is the greatest name. In Revelation 19:11-16, Jesus is called faithful and true, a righteous judge, and the King of kings and Lord of lords. When Peter was asked by what name the lame man at the beautiful gate was healed, he replied, "By the name of Jesus of Nazareth, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole." Acts 4:10. He further said, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." In Acts 4:12. Now Paul said to the Philippian church regarding Jesus, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in the earth, and things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Philippians 2:9-11. A different verb tense is given in Romans 14:11 following, when he says, "Every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God." So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. The implication is that we now have the obligation to bow in submission to him, but it will be too late at the judgment when we will be forced to acknowledge him as Lord and Christ. Now, we should then, and we shall then. Real Christians are shocked at the avalanche of obscenities heard in daily life, and in the media, profanity is lightly esteemed the name of deity, even as Esau was profane in lightly esteeming his birthright. Hebrews 12:16. In Exodus 20:7 and Deuteronomy 5:11, God said, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord shall not hold him guiltless who taketh his name in vain." This means that those who take the name of God in vain will be punished. And if you've lost a job or your marriage has failed, the problem may very well be your own lack of reverence for God's name. God allows his people to be punished even today, as he did in the sentencing of the wandering of Israel in the wilderness, Numbers 14:29. And later, the sentence of 70 years captivity in Babylonian captivity to Judah for her idolatry. Ezekiel 20:35-38. And again, chapter 22:1-22. And Jeremiah 52:12 following. This lack of reverence for God and his holy name was the primary cause of their punishment. They had drifted far from the attitude of the scribes of old who so reverenced his name that they would not pronounce the four-letter Hebrew word that stood for Jehovah. Our modern society also has wandered far from the spirit of reverence. Cursing is so common, it seems that it is the normal reaction to frustration or anger. But there are three things that must be respected and reverenced if we are to return to God's way. First of all, we must reverence his name. It stands for his character, his person, his holiness. 1 Peter 1:15-16. And we must reverence his word. "To that man will I look, even to him, who is of a pure and contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word." Isaiah 62:2. Job said, "I treasure his word more than my necessary food," in Job 23:12. His word is inspired, that is, God breathed, 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Our attitude must be that of the Bereans, who with eagerness of mind search the scriptures daily whether those things were so, Acts 17:11. And we must reverence his church. Jesus built it, he bought it, with his own precious blood, in Matthew 16:18 and Acts 20:28. We must respect his oneness, the unity, Ephesians 4:4-6. And we must respect the pattern in 2 Timothy 1 and verse 13. We can restore the church in its ancient purity if we truly reverence the greatest name on earth. I'm Vernon Jones, and thank you for listening.